Sechashuas daf yudgimim begin the two dance daf yud beis and beis. We learned in the Mishnah al shara beresh v'teira as pertains to all other beresh. The Torah hakalas v'chamuris has donis v'shkoges v'chulu. The Mishnah says that the same shaleach, that's what it atones for. That's what it comes for. So the Gemara asks, it seems to be that the Mishnah is saying repetitive terms. The Mishnah says, haynu kalas, haynu aseh v'leisaseh. The Mishnah says kalas aseh and leisaseh. But kalas, what are more lenient beresh? That's aseh v'leisaseh. When the Mishnah says chamuris, which are krisim is bezin, but that's precisely what chamuris are. The strange beresh of krisis, hainu krisis, misbezin. And when the Mishnah says hoida, that he had knowledge, so he's amazed. So the Mishnah says hoida and also amazed, hainu amazed, that's also amazed. Loi hoida, he didn't have knowledge, hainu shege, that's a shege. So what are all these repetitive terms? Rabbi Yehuda says hachik kamar. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Al shara reish v'tayra, as pertains to all other ways of the Torah. Bein kalas mechamuris, mishasam mishege, mishasam mishamezed. Oysen shasam mishege, this is a reference to an individual that potentially ate chelev, he doesn't know if he ate chelev. In other words, he had this suffix before Yom Kippur, and technically speaking, he has to bring a carbon ashram tali. Let's say he had no knowledge of it altogether, and then Yom Kippur passes, so he doesn't have to bring a carbon ashram tali. So, in a situation he doesn't know, but in a situation where he has a suffix, he's also going to be exempt from being an ashram tali. Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. And then the Mishnah continues with Elu hin kalis, what are considered kalis, asevilis, asev ina, chamuris, what are considered chamuris, kusis, Mrs. Bezdin. We said as pertains to bitnus, as I say, the same Mishnah is going to be mechaper. So the question is, hay asay, hey chidam, what's the case talking about? Either loy of a tshuva, if the person did not tshuva, that can be the Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, because the pasuk says, zevach reshoim te'eva, the carbon of a rasha is an abomination, it's not going to help him anything if he didn't do tshuva. Either of a tshuva, if let's say the case is talking where he did tshuva, so why do I have to come onto the same shalech? Kol yom nami, every single day a person does tshuva, his tshuva is going to be accepted. The tanya within the brayza, aver al mitzvah saseh, but also tshuva, let's say someone's over, bitl mitzvah saseh, and did tshuva, lo yizaz mishom doesn't leave there, atcha meichlen lo yitil da meichlen him, so you don't have to come onto the same shalech, you don't have to come to Yom Kippur, every single day a person could do tshuva. Amar Abzeris says, but imid b'mor, the case is talking where the person is not doing tshuva, he's still mevatel mitzvah, he's not interested in doing tshuva. And such type of individual, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. V'Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. So even though he didn't do tshuva, the zevach is not considered a teva in a sense that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for him. And it goes according to Rebbe, the Tanya, we learn a brayza. Rebbe and Rebbe says, Akol aveiros shebetorah, as pertains to all aveiros of the Torah. Bein osa tshuva, bein lo yasa tshuva. Does make him say, did tshuva, didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Chutz, except for these three aveiros, meperek oil, megala panam batorah, mevibris ba'azar. Shim asa tshuva, let's see, did tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper. Vim la, but if didn't do tshuva, ein Yom Kippur mechaper. My time, the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning? The Tanya, we learn in a brayza. The pasuk says, an individual that talks about the Torah in a disparaging way. And the positive thing that says, but so say, hey, far, that's the individual that's made for bris bebazar. That what the Torah says, he cursed the curse. He cursed the flame of Kippur. If he dies before Yom Kippur, he didn't do tshuva, so he's going to be cut off. And also, the curse, la'ach Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur itself, without doing tshuva, is not going to help this individual. For all other avodas of the Torah, Yom Kippur itself is going to be happy, even if the person didn't do tshuva, except these three. Yachal afilo also tshuva, you would think, even if the person did tshuva, so for these three avodas, he's not going to be able to get atonement. Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says avoyne ba, which comes to teach us le'amarti el bezman shavoyne ba. The only time he's not going to have a talmud is only if the avodah is still with him. But if he did tshuva, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. The Gemara asks, but how come to the chum that they hold as pertains to all avodahs, only if the person did tshuva Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. So then the question is, why did the Torah specifically mention these three avodahs? He cursed the curses. So the Gemara answers, as pertains to these three avodahs, the pasuk is not referring to specifically Yom Kippur. As pertains to these three averis, he cursed ben mazet, he cursed le'olam haba. As pertains to these averis, if let's say a person did these three averis and he didn't do tshuva, so his dying is not going to be memarik, these averis, without him doing tshuva. As pertains to all other averis, if let's say he dies without doing tshuva, he doesn't have tshuva. If let's say him kippur passes and he didn't do tshuva, he doesn't have tshuva. But if let's say he dies, so the death is going to be memarik, these averis. That's specifically about all other averis. As pertains to these three averis, only if he did tshuva. That's what the Balzac says. Avonu ba, shim asa tshuva umeis, if let's say the tshuva and then he died, misim amerekes, then he's going to have atonement, but if not, not. So the Gemara asks, umi matis mukmas no ki Rebbe, how could you say that our Mishnah goes going to Rebbe, v'hamid the sefer Rebbe Yehuda, the fact that the sefer of our Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda, reishin nami Rebbe Yehuda, he's obviously the beginning of the Mishnah is obviously Rebbe Yehuda. The Ketani sefer, because we learn in the sefer of the Mishnah, echad Yisrael ve'echad kohen ve'echad kohen meshuach, that they all have atonement with the same mishtaleach. Manis lehi svar, who holds the same svar to say that the same mishtaleach works for kohanim? Rebbe Yehuda, it's Rebbe Yehuda. So if the sefer is Rebbe Yehuda, we call the reish Rebbe Yehuda, reish is also Rebbe Yehuda, not Rebbe. says Rebbe, he, the Tanava Mishnah is Rebbe, Vesov look Rebbe, he holds like Rebbe does pertain to the same shtag that works for Kehanim. So Amalei Abaye, said to him, Dafka Kamamar, did the Master say specifically that Rebbe Sov look Rebbe, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe does pertain to the same shaleach? But Rebbe Huda Sov look Rebbe, but vice versa, to say that Rebbe holds like Rebbe, just like Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is Mechapa without doing tshuva, so Rebbe Huda holds Yom Kippur is Mechapa without doing tshuva. Or Dilma, or do we say Mid Rebbe Sovel like Rebbe Yehuda, after Rebbe Yehuda Sovel like Nami Kerebi, and then we could say our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehuda as well. Rebbe Yehuda also holds like Rebbe that Yom Kippur is Mechapa even without doing tshuva. And the question is, why do you say Rebbe holds specifically like Rebbe Yehuda? Why do you say Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe as well? The reason for that is because Mi Urcha de Milsikatani, that's the normal way to say something, Lemeimer the Talmud Sovel like Rebbe, that a student holds like it's Rebbe, and therefore that's why you said that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. But Rebbe Yehuda also holds like his student Rebbe. Amaleis, he said, yeah. In Dafke Kamino, I said it specifically that Rebbe Sovel like Rebbe Huda, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe that obtains the same Shalech, but Rebbe Huda like Sovel like Rebbe, but Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe. This is what Rebbe says, that Yom Kippur is Mechapa even without doing Tshuva. Rebbe Huda tells you have to do Tshuva. The time you learn in Braisa, Yoch Yeh Yom Kippur Mechapa Al Shom Yom Shom, you would think Yom Kippur is Mechapa for those individuals that did Tshuva and also people that didn't do Tshuva. But then technically speaking, there's a kavur him to say that the person has to do tshuva, because hoy l'chatas v'oshem mechaper, mechatas v'oshem is mechaper, v'yem kibbe mechaper, v'yem kibbe is mechaper, mechatas v'oshem ein mechaper al ha-shovim, just like chatas v'oshem is only mechaper in the person that did tshuva, after yem kibbe, so too yem kibbe ein mechaper, it's not going to atone ela al ha-shovim, only if the person did tshuva. But technically speaking, you could say that no, maybe a person does not have to tshuva, because ma l'chatas v'oshem, there's a pirch to the kavur him, chatas v'oshem she'ein mechaper al ha-mezik ha-shogig. Chazash does not work if the person did it willingly, just like if a person did something b'shoigig. Toim and Ekpim versus Yom Kippur should mechaper that it does atone ala mezik b'shoigig, even if the person did it willingly. And hoyle mechaper ala mezik b'shoigig, and since as pertains to Yom Kippur, it's mechaper even if the person was amazed, yechaper al shalom v'enshem shalom. Therefore, it should be able to atone for people that didn't even do tshuva. That's what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk Yom Kippur says, Ach v'os lachut shashvi hazeh yoyim ha-kippurim hu. Now the Torah says we hear Ach, anytime it says Ach or Rak in the Torah, Ach Cholak comes to say a disposition. Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper, but Ach, there's a mute. If the person doesn't do Tshuva, he's not going to have Kapara. There's a certain situation that he's not going to have Kapara, that's if he doesn't do Tshuva. So how do we know that this is Rabbi Yehuda? Because Stam Sifra, Mani, who's the Stam Sifra mentioned in Torah's Kahanim? Anytime there's a Stam in Torah's Kahanim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. The comment, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here, Shavim, and specifically because the person did Tshuva, Loi Shavim Loi. If the person doesn't do Tshuva, he's not going to have atonement. But the Gemara asks, V'ram is Stam Sifra, Stam Sifra. Technically, we have a stira between two Stam Sifras. The Tanya, because we learn another Stam Sifra, we learn, Yoch Loi Heyim Kippur Mechabi, we think of him is not going to atone, Elim Kein Hinsanabe, only if the person afflicted himself, V'korim Mekne Kodesh, and he also davened by calling it Mekne Kodesh. And also, if let's say he didn't do malacha, if let's say he didn't afflict himself, and didn't daven, but also malacha did work on Yom Kippur. Menayin, how do we know that Yom Kippur is going to be mechabe, even if the person doesn't do tshuva? Tamalim, the pasuk says Yom Kippurim hu, Kamak is going to have a tone for Yom Kippur, even though he doesn't do tshuva. So we have a stira between two stam sifras. Am Abayi says, look, that is not a question. Rabbi v'har Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi he holds you don't have to do tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda he holds you do have to do tshuva, and therefore it's not a stira. Rav says, Hava ha Rebbe, both go according to Rebbe that says that you don't have to do tshuva. So the question is, the price that says you have to do tshuva, or Moide Rebbe, Rebbe's Moide, because the Yom, the curse of the day of Yom Kippur itself, the Eloi Teima Ochi, if you're not going to say that, that the day of Yom Kippur itself, you have to do tshuva for in order to have atonement, curse Yom Kippur, and the Rebbe last day, you're going to say that there's no curse that pertains to Rebbe on the various of Yom Kippur itself. If you say that the Tzumah Shel Yom, the day itself is going to be Mechaber, even if the person didn't do Tshuva, so that means there's no curse Yom Kippur. Someone asks, Allah, like, this is what Rebbe said, that for sure he has to be made as pertaining to curse to Yom, that the person has to do Tshuva, because or else there's no curse. But the Gemara asks, why isn't it possible that there should be curse on Yom Kippur without the person having to do tshuva? And technically speaking, Yom Kippur itself did not pass, and the person didn't get atonement because of Yom Kippur. So it's possible to have curse the Yom, and therefore it's going to still be a state between the two braises. Because Mishkachas law, it's possible the person is not going to get atonement from Yom Kippur itself. Going to Ovad Belay, the fact that the person didn't have the night of Yom Kippur, Umis, and then he died. The day of Yom Kippur did not come yet that he should have Kapara. The Torah says specifically, different Hashem to Torah, specifically the day is mechaper and not the night. Technically speaking, there's still a state between the two parts. You can't answer the Rebbe's moed as it pertains to curse of the day Yom Kippur, because it's possible to get curse even though the day of the Kippur didn't pass. The Gemara says, Ela'ema, curse the imam of the Rebbe last day. According to Rebbe, there wouldn't be curse of the day. So in other words, if that's the person didn't have it that day, if the Tzum Shal Yom is mechaper without doing tshuva, so the person could do anything he wants that whole day, and technically speaking, he's going to have a tomet even if he doesn't do tshuva. Therefore, Rebbe has to be moida, as it pertains to curse the imam, that if the person does tshuva, then he has kapara, if not, not. The Gemara asks, Alam Allah, why isn't it possible that he should have cursed the imam, that he didn't have any part of the day, that he should get atonement for it, and therefore it's not a question that you wouldn't have cursed the imam, because Alam Allah, Mishkachas Allah, it's possible, the ochel umtsuv, that the person ate a piece of meat, vechanke, and it choked him, umis, and he died, so he didn't have any part of the day that it should atone for him, so it's possible that he should have cursed the imam. Inami, alternatively, the ochel samach l'shkiyas chamef, let's say he ate close to when the day was finishing, do they have it? They didn't have any part of the day that it should be able to atone for him. And therefore, it's possible to have cursed the imam, and therefore, you can answer the state between two braises that obviously Rebbe's moida has been to curse the imam, because or else it wouldn't happen. But you see, it's possible that it could happen, and therefore, that's not the answer. We learned in the Mishnah, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kehana, Echad Kayin Meshuach, that they're all the same as pertaining to atonement from the same Mishdaleach. So he asks, Hogu Fakash, the words in the Mishnah are hard to understand. Ketani, the Mishnah says, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kehana, Echad Kayin Meshuach, that they're all the same. But Hodatani, then the Mishnah says, Ma Ben Yisrael Kehanim, Elokai Meshuach, that there's a difference between Yisrael and Kehanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Horikam, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Echad Yisrael, Echad Kehana, Echad Kayin Meshuach, Miskaprim, Besim Shnech, Beshar Averis, as pertains to all other Averis, not Averis of Tumas Mekhudosov. So all of Klai Yisrael, they get atonement, Besim Shnech, and Chilik Benim, there's no difference between them. Ma Ben Yisrael, Lekayanim, Lekay Meshuach, as pertains to Tumas Mekhudosov, there's going to be a difference. Elisha Par Mechaper, Alakayanim, Altumas Mekhudosov, Vechulu. Specifically, the power of the Kayin God, that's what's Mechaper for the Kayanim, Altumas Mekhudosov, for Klai Yisrael. Tumas Mekhudosov, specifically the Tutsi Irim Umani, and who does that Mishnah go? Like Rabbi Hudi, it's Rabbi Hudi, the Tanya, within a rise. The Pasuk says, this Pasuk is by the Avodah of the parent, the Seer on Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says, Vechipas Mekhudosh HaKodesh, that it's going to come to atone as Mekhudosh HaKodesh. Zelef, nine of them, this comes to teach us if, let's say, the Kohen Gadol got Tomei in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and he stayed the Kodesh HaKavoya, that's going to atone for that. The Pasuk says, Es oil moed, the Hegel, that's reference to the Hegel, if he stayed there, Kadesh Tachavaya. The Pasuk says, Mizbeach, Kemashmai, referring to the Mizbeach Hazov, if let's say the Kohen Gadol did work on the Mizbeach Hazov while it was Tamei. The Pasuk says, Ichaper, Edo Azare, so it's going to atone for that. The Pasuk says, Kehana, Kemashmai, when the Pasuk says, Kol Am HaKol, so Am HaKol, Eli says, reference to Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Ichaper, Edo Alavim. So here the pasuk hushu kulin kapara achas, the Torah considers all of Klai Yisrael equal as pertains to one kapara. That what shemiskaprim b'seim shaleach, that all of Klai Yisrael get atonement from the same shaleach b'shar averis as pertains to other averis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You can't say that this pasuk, the same shaleach, is coming to equate all of Klai Yisrael as pertains to tumas mikdash daso, because everyone in Klai Yisrael has their own pasuk. In other words, they have a different way that they get atonement. The Kohen, they get atonement for Tumas Mekudoshav from the power of the Kohen Gadol. Klai Yisrael, they get their atonement from the Seer. And therefore, this that the Pasuk says that they're all equal as pertaining to one Kapara, it's obviously as pertaining to Shara Vedas from the Seer Mishdaleach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says, Kishem Shadam Seer Nas Mefnim Mechapa Yisrael Tumas Mekudoshav. The Seer Nas Mefnim is Mechapa and Klai Yisrael Tumas Mekudoshav. And there's no video there that the video is Mechapa. It's the Seer itself that's Mechapa. So too the par itself is mechapa al tumas mikdashav. So the question is, so why is the vidah by the par? The same way there's no vidah by the seer, there shouldn't be vidah by the par. Why is the vidah there? Ukshem shividu shel seer mishdaleach mechapa yisrael b'shar aveid. It's the same with the seer mishdaleach that is vidui that's mechapa al klai yisrael b'shar aveid. It's kach vidu if shel par mechapa al kiyam b'shar aveid. So to the vidah that's said by the par, even though it's not necessary to be there. So why is it said there? It's mechapa on the kiyam b'shar aveid for other aveidus. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon, Havadei Hushvu. The question is, the Pasuk says, Yichape, that Klai Yisrael is all considered one as it pertains to atonement. So, my Hushvu. So, what are they considered one if Rabbi Shimon is saying as it pertains to Shara Veris, the Kehanim, they get their atonement not from the same Shlech, they get their atonement from the video of the power of Aaron HaKohen, of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, Hushvu de B'nei Kaparin. They all are considered equal as it pertains to that they could get atonement. miu kol chad v'chad mechape b'denav shei. But each one gets their atonement from their specific karbanos. Gemara says, my time, Rav Shimon, what's Rav Shimon's reasoning? The Ksiv, because the pasuk says, v'lokach shnei asirim, iskish siyam shtelech asir nas mefrem. It's a hekish to siyam shtelech, to see that it's done inside. Ma asir nas mefrem, just to see that it's done inside. Einim mechape ala kiyanim, al tumiz mikush lasav. It's not mechape on the kiyanim, for tumiz mikush lasav. Specifically, going to be mechape for Yisraelim, the Ksiv Bey, because it says over there as it pertains to the Seinaz Mefrem Ashala Om, specifically for the people, not for the Kehanim, Av Seh Mishtadeh, so to the Seh Mishtadeh, Eina Mechapa Al Kehanim Bishar Veres, Seh Mishtadeh is not going to be Mechapa for the Kehanim Bishar Veres, it's specifically for Klaiz of Bishar Veres. And therefore, the Kehanim, they need atonement Bishar Veres, their atonement is going to come from the video of the power of the Kohen Gadol. The question of Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Rabbi Shimon's hekesh between the Seinas Mefrem and the Seinas Bechutz, that technically speaking they have to be the same? Amlach, he's going to tell you, Lahachi iskish, Shiyu Shavim Bemar, they have to look the same, Ubekema the same height, Ubedam, they have to be worth the same, Huda Asa.